Thank you for calling customer support. This is Michaela. How may I assist you?
Well, I was wondering what this is. It's a charge on my bank statement.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can you tell me where this is from?
Yes, I can look up some information and see if we have an account for you and what you're being charged for.
Oh, okay.
Could you provide me with your zip code?
99301.
And what's your first and last name?
Deborah Klemke.
Okay, I do have a Deborah Klemke, but it's showing a different shipping address.
Could be 99336. I moved.
Okay, we have an Arizona shipping address. Are you?
85364. I moved from Arizona. I moved 4 times in 5 months.
Okay, gotcha. And could you confirm the address that would be associated with that zip code?
Oh, gosh, there were two of them. It was like, I can't remember, 2020 West 3rd, lot number 12.
Okay, I do have that here. Just a second.
Is that close? Cool.
It was close. It was the only thing was off was it was lot 25.
Oh, well, I lived in 25 in the motorhome, and then we bought a mobile home in lot number 12.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
So, 1 second.
So, I got to get this address changed because that's my bank card. I thought they had my new address.
So that's just the shipping address, the address you would have had it shipped to, because it looks like this account has been open since November 17th of 2021. I do see in November 17th of 2021, you placed the order for the welcoming gift, the dash cam. You paid the shipping and handling of $7.45 to get that
item. Okay, so it's something I bought online.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. No problem then. I've been buying a bunch, and it said Supreme Top. It looked like maybe a gas station, and I knew I hadn't gotten any gas. So, okay, thanks. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. You answered my question. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling. Right. Have a great
day. Have a good night. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see.